يا حياتي يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي.
Previously on Heartbreak.
Umi, is Abba here yet?
Does it look like he's here, huh?
Abdullah, don't you wish every weekend was Abba's time?
Yes, of course. It would be totally awesome. We have so much fun with Abba, not like you.
Abdullah, is all your homework done? You know when you get back from there, you won't want to do anything, my bachu. But this is going to be one long weekend. Oh, hopefully I'll get some quiet time.
Appa, you know that I'm here if you need to talk, right?
Gee, Mems, oh, you know, it's just not easy. This is not what I pictured my life to be like in my 30s. Life is supposed to get easier, but it just keeps getting more challenging. Was the decision to divorce premature? The maintenance which Yasa provides barely covers the expenses for the kids. And now I'm a child at home again, having to seek permission for everything that I want or need. So what if we didn't have annual holidays or that we rented a two-bedroom house? I had a companion, someone who I would share my sorrows and burdens with. Yasa always helped with the children. What have I done? Now I'm the boring disciplinarian and he gets a scot-free being the cool parent with no parental responsibility.
Rumeysa, Afreen is not even closely related. The kids don't have to go to the wedding. It's my weekend and it's a special occasion and the kids will spend it with me. I'm not discussing this. It's not up for negotiation.
It's all about you. It's always all about you. You don't care two hoots about anybody but yourself. You're the most selfish man I know.
Why don't you go and marry whosoever it was that kept you entertained all those hours on your phone and see how long he lasts with you.
And now on Heart.
Although Rumeysa's iddat period had ended, she felt more claustrophobic now than she had previously. Her moods were erratic and her outbursts knew no limits. No one was spared. She had enforced a decision keeping the children away from their father, but allowed daily telephonic communication between them.
Da, have you learned your sabak? I see that your teacher hasn't given you new sabak this whole week. Is everything okay?
Gee, Umi, it was a bit difficult, but I think I know it now.
If you need to talk about anything, I am here for you. You know that, right, my princess?
Gee, Umi.
I'm gonna catch you! I'm gonna kill you! And when I do, I'm gonna put a bullet in your head and show you who's boss around here! Ba 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 ba!
Abdullah, can you please play something else? I'm tired of being chased and killed.
Okay, I won't beat you this time, but you have to let me catch you.
Okay, but this is the last time.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 2, 1, I'm coming! Hey, you! I'm talking to you!
Who, me?
Yes, you. Did I steal something from you?
No.
So why were you looking at me like that? I will...
Abdullah, I'm sorry.
Don't say that here now.
I'm sorry, Abdullah.
Hey!
You're hurting me. Mommy! Daddy! Help! Help me!
Nobody's gonna come and save you now. You have everything. You have a mother and a father. They love you. Everybody loves you. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. Ugh.
يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي يا مرادي يا نشيد الأغنيات يا نشيد الأغنيات.
As Abdullah screams that nobody loves him, his mother comes in and discovers this very, very unpleasant scene. It serves as a rude awakening to the state that Abdullah is in and opens a dialogue with him.
Abdullah, what happened here?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? You are on top of him, beating him up, and he's almost double your size. Speak to me and tell me what is going on.
As if you really care.
Of course I care. Everything that I do is because I care for you and Huda. You two are the most important people in my life.
If you really cared about Huda and I, you would not have forced us to come and live here. This is not our home.
Abdullah, believe me, I care about you people, and I honestly thought that I was doing the right thing for us.
The right thing for you. You hate my father. I see it when you talk about him. It shows on your face. It is so obvious.
I don't hate your father.
Don't lie. You do. You do want us to hate him also. That's why you won't let us see him. I still love him, and I always will love him. You can stop me from seeing him, but you cannot stop my heart from loving him. I love my father, Ummi. I love him, and I miss him. You just don't.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, Rumaisa?
What do you want?
I want to talk to my children, please.
Abdullah? Huda?
Abba, come and get me, please. Come and get me now.
Assalamu alaikum, my boy. How are you?
I am not okay, Abba.
Why? What's wrong, my soldier?
I want to come home, Abba. I miss you so, so much. I don't want to stay here anymore. Abba, please, please come and get me.
What happened, my boy?
Abdullah, give your sister the phone. Let her talk so the conversation can end now.
See, I told you that you hate him, and you want us to hate him also, but I won't. Yes, my father.
Are you well, Daddy's princess?
She.
Look after your brother, okay? Tell him that Daddy loves both of you very much, and I'm going to come back for both of you, okay? I promise you will see me again. Daddy has to go now, baby girl. I love you.
I love you too, Daddy. Wa alaikum assalam.
What did he say?
Nothing, Ummi. I'm going to my room.
Apparently oblivious to the pain her children were in, Rumaisa regarded her stance as a victory. She had Yasser where she wanted him, at her mercy for a relationship with the children. Yasser, on the other hand, was distraught by the conversation with Abdullah and Huda's nonchalant attitudes. The blood, tears, and the relentless begging by his son cranked a shaft within Yasser that strengthened his resolve to have a relationship with his children. Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, dear listeners, another heartbreaking episode of the drama series Heartbreak. Looking at the various points, we mentioned in the previous episode that the couple, the husband and wife now, even though they divorced, but because there's children involved, they need to work as a team. And we find that because this was to a certain extent neglected, you've seen in this past episode what Abdullah was doing, the young boy resorting to violence and showing signs of frustration and anger. You know, telling his cousin that you got your father, you got your mother, everybody loves you, nobody loves me. And the reason he's feeling like this, because like I said, he's seen, number one, he's seen that his parents are now divorced. And, you know, over and above that, he's seen that they're not really working as a team, they're actually fighting. So he feels like, well, there's no one there to love him.
Hmm.
Then also the aspect of closure. We discussed this. We just touched on this in the last episode, Morana Habib. We mentioned that one of the reasons, or perhaps the reason, why Rumaisa banned Yasser. So we're not just speaking of the outward reason, but we're actually going deeper now into the mindset of a person.
Yeah, it's like you divorced me, you ditched me,
You broke my life. You shattered my life. You shattered my hopes and aspirations. I'll show you. I won't give you your children. I won't let you see them. And the reason why she's becoming so aggressive, and so the reason why she's becoming aggressive is because she hasn't found closure. And now she's using the children to get back at the husband. Because she knows that he loves them a lot.
Right.
And he can't stay without them. So now she's playing that vengeance game. I'm going to take revenge. And revenge is sweet. So what she needs to understand that she hasn't found closure. That's why she's behaving like this. So what can they do, Mali Yusuf? That's the question.
What can they do to get the closure?
The husband must go for counseling. And the wife must also go for counseling. They don't have to go together. It can be done independently, because at the end of the day, they are not husband and wife. So the husband must speak out his feelings. The counselor will help him understand his emotions, and at the same time, the counselor will give him practical measures on how to cope with what he's going through in his life. Likewise, Rumaysa will do the same on her side. And once they have found closure for their heartbreak, it will be easier for them to pick up the pieces of the puzzle and move on with life. Otherwise, what we've witnessed today in today's episode about Abdullah getting aggressive, we'll see that repeating itself every now and then because of the frustration.
See, very interesting points mentioned there. I suppose if, to summarize this discussion, we can say that it's important for both the husband and wife to find closure so that the children don't suffer. And it makes it easy for them as well in their daily lives, their daily routine.
Yes, inshallah, we'll continue with this in the next episode. Stay tuned.
All right, was it?